بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قصيدة شعر أبعارك بالله التي أقتل سزر ما أنا شاعك محمد اختصرت نور الله مرقده بتايتل إيز زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. سامنے خوف قیامت رہے, سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے. میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں, میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں, میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے. سامنے اس خوف قیامت رہے, سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے. میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں, میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں, میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے. ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے, بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے. میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے, میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے. میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے, ساری دنیا سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے, بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے. میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے, میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے. میرے دنیا الفت سلامت رہے. عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا, اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے. تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا, تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا. اور دل میں بھی سکینہ حسرت رہے. عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا, اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے. تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا, تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا. اور دل میں بھی سکینہ حسرت رہے. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. میرا بس دل میں درد محبت رہے, میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے. روز و شب قلب اخجل کی ہے یہ دعا, روز و شب قلب اخجل کی ہے یہ دعا. میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے. کی قامت رہے. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے. زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے, میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں, میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں, میرا تقوا ہمیشہ سلامت رہے.
رشید کلام عارف اللہ حضرت اکتر حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, چاہے تو زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. جب میں مائی انٹائر لائف بی لوڈ اکارڈنگ ٹو دا سنت آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. حضرت صاحب بائی سینگ بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, دیٹ مائی ہارٹ مز بی سچ دیٹ اٹ مز اونلی پوزیس دا لو آف یور لو, دا لو آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اینڈ نتھنگ ایلس. This is the reflection of what Imam Hanbali rahmatullah alayhi says in Masail al-Suluk. He mentions that in the Quran, when Allah Ta'ala mentions Iyyaka na'budu, then this is like the final stage of the salik. When now a person, after going to the stages of shukr, shukr, thereafter to the stages of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, of hope and mercy, then a person reaches the final stage Iyyaka na'budu. Now it doesn't remain only a thing, but rather it becomes becomes the heart of a person. Where a person, wherever he sees, he only sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zindagi meri bas pabandi sunnat rahe. And now a person, he wants to do everything to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will see where does Allah ta'ala become happy, and in this way he will love. And this will become his mindset that now my entire life, when I can see it, a pleasure of Allah Ta'ala lies only in the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then this will become a mindset of a person that now my life will be only according to the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And before me I must have samne aisa khauf qiyamat rahe, before me I must have such fear of qiyamat, sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe, that I must be protected from all sorts of sins. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, the one who fears standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, then تَتِكْ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, and this fear is such that it stops a person from sin, and such a person فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, and paradise, jannah will be this person's abode. مَيْ جَهَاں بِي رَهُ جِسْ فِضَا مَيْ رَهُ, wherever I may be, whether I'm in jalwat, whether I'm in khalwat, whether I'm with people, whether I'm alone, whether I'm with people who know me, whether I'm with people who don't know me, at all time I must have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before me. Mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe, at all times I must have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before me. Sari dunya se mujhko nafrat rahe, I must hate, and my heart mustn't be inclined towards anyone else. Like how this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, wa tabattal ilayhi tabtila, that O Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that turn your heart away from Allah, away from everyone, and only turn your heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bas tere naam ki dil mein lizzat rahe, that if there is anything that gives me joy, then that is seeking your name, O Allah. Mere dil mein tera dard e ulfat rahe, and what will be the condition of my heart? That at all times the pain of your love must stay in my heart. Meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe, and this love, O Allah, which you have placed in my heart, let it be safe and sound. Let it not be such that now at times I'm on a safe path, and thereafter I waver and I turn away with the fitan and with sin. Aashiqo mein mera naam likh jayega, that O Allah, write my name amongst the register of those servants who truly love you. Apne aamal par gir nadamat rahe, and despite all this, O Allah, a person must be such that he regrets and he still remorses over his past sins. One is the remorse of the normal believer, of a normal Muslim, where when he commits a sin, then he remorses, he feels bad and he makes tawbah. But one is the nadamat of the elite class of believers, where it is mentioned, hasanatul abrar siyatul muqarrabin. When a person reaches a very, very high position in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now his remorse won't be over sin, but rather, if he never do any action according to the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or he performed his namaz, but he never performed his namaz with concentration, with khushu and khudu, and now this will be something which he will make tawbah for, and his heart will be filled with remorse. Tari marzi par har arzu ho fida, O Allah, for your pleasure, It must be such that I forsake and I give and I sacrifice every desire of mine. Or dil may be uski na hasrat rahe. And after sacrificing everything just for you, O Allah, it must not be such that afterwards I feel that, you know, I should have done this sin, and now I feel like I missed out. But mere bas dil mein dard muhabbat rahe. If there's anything that must remain in my heart, then this must only be the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meri dunya hi ulfat salamat rahe. And this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is in my heart, oh Allah, keep it safe and sound. Roz wa shab kalbi akhtar ki hai dua. Day and night, this is the heartfelt dua of Hazrat Sayyid. Meri mola, meri istiqamat rahe. That, oh Allah, that at all times, no matter what the situation may be, oh Allah, keep me steadfast and give me istiqamat on sacrificing all my desires for you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihi al-Karim. Amma ba'd. In the chapter of Hayatul Muslimin, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, regarding fasting. So last week we addressed some of the virtues of fasting in the month of Ramadan. As the day after right, during the month of Ramadan, an additional ibadat, that is Taraweeh Salat, has been decreed. The performance of Taraweeh Salat is Sunnat Muakkada, which is an act, the performance of which is obligatory, although it may be omitted for a valid Shari'i reason. One who is neglectful of a Sunnat Muakkada is guilty of sin, and is termed in the Sharia as a fasiq, an evil doer. Taraweeh reduces sleep to some extent. Sleep is an act highly pleasing and loved by the nafs. Hence, by means of Taraweeh Salat, one strives against the nafs, and in doing so, the nafs is disciplined. This ibadat of Taraweeh is an act which is greatly efficient in the spiritual training of the nafs. During the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has united two great and highly beneficial spiritual exercises in the form of fasting and Taraweeh Salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala has ordained fasting in Ramadan compulsory, and I have decreed by the command of Allah ta'ala wakefulness at night as a sunnah, that is Taraweeh Salat. Whoever in the state of Iman and the belief of Sawab fasts in Ramadan and stays awake at night, that is in Taraweeh Salat, he emerges from sin, purified is the day when his mother gave birth to him. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting in the Quran will intercede on behalf of one on the day of Qiyamah. The fast will proclaim, O Allah, I prevented him from eating in carnal desire. Therefore, for my sake, accept my intercession on his behalf. The Quran Kareem will proclaim, I prevented him from sleep. Therefore, accept my intercession on his behalf. The intercession of both will be accepted. In a lengthy hadith, a lengthy ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the fasting people, Sa'imeen wa Sa'imat, for the fasting men and for the fasting women. Allah mentions about 10 qualities of the believers, and amongst them are the fasting men and fasting women. And finally, Allah said, أَعَدَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah has prepared a very great reward for them and forgiveness. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu in a lengthy hadith narrated that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I swear by that being in whose possession is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the odor of the mouth of a fasting person is sweeter to Allah ta'ala than the fragrance of musk. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated in a lengthy hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting is exclusively for Allah ta'ala. The thawab of it is so limitless that no one knows it besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the doors of the heavens are opened up on the first night of Ramadan. Not a single door among the doors of Jannah is then closed until the last night of Ramadan. For every salat performed, this refers to Taraweeh Salat, during the night of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala records 1,500 good deeds for every sajda of the salat. And for the fasting person, Allah Ta'ala creates in Jannah the mansion of red Yaqut, a precious stone in Jannah. This mansion will have 7,000 entrances. So huge will be these entrances, that in each entrance will be located a palace of gold, adorned with red Yaqut. When the Muslims fast on the first day of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala forgives all his sins committed from the first of the previous Ramadan. Daily during Ramadan, from the time of Fajr Salat until sunset, 70,000 angels supplicate for his forgiveness. In return for every sajda which he makes of any Salat, whether during the day or night, you will obtain such a wonderful tree so huge that a horseman will take 500 years to pass under each shade. Another hadith of Salman radiallahu anhu narrates that during the last Jumu'ah of the month of Ramadan, Sha'ban, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recited a khutbah in which he says, O people, an auspicious month has dawned over you. In that month is a night which is superior to 1,000 months. That is, ibadat in this night is superior to the ibadat rendered in 1,000 months. Allah has made compulsory fasting in this month and has decreed a wakefulness at night, that is, Tarawih Salat as Sunnah. A nafal action done in this month for attaining proximity to Allah Ta'ala is equal to a farz act rendered in other months. A farz act rendered in this month is equal to 70 farz of other months. Whoever gives to a fasting person something for iftar, his sins will be forgiven and he will be saved from Jahannam. He obtained as much thawab as the fasting person, while the thawab of that person is not reduced in any way. The people ask, O Nabi of Allah, all of us do not have the means to give something for the iftar of another. They were under the impression that Nabi alayhi salam referred to a full meal. Nabi alayhi salam said, this thawab is even for a man who gives another a date, a drink of water or milk for iftar. Another special ibadah during the month of Ramadan is the i'tikaf during the last 10 days. The i'tikaf during Ramadan is an ibadah which belongs to the class of sunnah known as sunnatul kifaya. This ibadah is a collective sunnah upon all. However, if a few, even one person renders the i'tikaf, the sunnah obligation will be discharged on behalf of the whole community. The ibadah of the i'tikaf consists of secluding oneself in the masjid for the last 10 days of Ramadan. The time has to be passed in ibadat. Some hadith now showing the importance of i'tikaf will be mentioned yonder. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who observes the 10 days i'tikaf during Ramadan will attain the thawab of 2 hajj and 2 umrah. In the hadith Nabi alayhi wa sallam said regarding to those who observe i'tikaf, they are prevented from all sins and they obtain thawab as if they are rendering all good deeds. By the practice of i'tikaf, one gains the opportunity of continuous residence in the masjid. The significance of remaining in the masjid for ibadat is already passed in chapter number 12. Women who intend to observe i'tikaf should do so at home. They should seclude themselves in a particular place at home. The special acts of ibadat in the month of Ramadan terminate with the coming of Eid. The hadith explains the great significance of the day of Eid as well. In a lengthy hadith, Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Eid arrives, Allah Ta'ala addresses the angels that they have fulfilled my farz. They have emerged to make dua. I take an oath by my splendor, by my grandeur, by my grace and by my loftiness. I will most certainly accept their petition. Allah Ta'ala then proclaims to the believers, return, I have forgiven you and I have exchanged your evil deeds with virtues. Thus they return home from the musalla where the Eid Salat was performed, completely forgiven. Allah Ta'ala give us perfect to appreciate the month of Ramadan and to try to fulfill all of these ibadah to the best of our ability.